بيجي لك عن داف مسخت اس جيتن داف خفي بينا من عبقين تيس ماستر بيجي لك عبقين مارا that Cotton and Ampelia regarding Shmuel's opinion, he said when it comes to a child and regarding like socks, psulis, they're invalid, and but the aim priceless. But they meaning not like Shmuel, meaning in my Rava, they said in the name of Allah, not like Shmuel, and these things would not disqualify her from Eve. But then sometimes time we can say, wait a second, Shmuel b'nei Marava, this machlik is, but my plegi, what are they disagreeing about? So it comes out, because they agree regarding certain cases that it would be priceless, Smoil and Lila. What do they disagree about? Regarding Bekotten, regarding a child. Problem is, Haplukta Dremei Rabban, he besef Yisra Abba, it's Machlik Yisra'im, and Yivam Asab Tzadik Rabban Menav, Tanu in the Brace. Also, B is Pentez Kemayim Begadol, that Chacham say, that we meaning the Mishnah says that they made the bia of a 9-year-old like a mayim begadol. I'm also chalitz is ben tes kikas begadol. The chalitz of a 9-year-old of a katan is like an adult. But the rabbanan berakun rabban no bia in only by bia chalitz aloy. So there's a machlekes tanoim regarding if a chalitz of a katan is going to place on that. And pregnant chalitz over then the kofeim beis I'm a sneeten on the Mishnah that chalitz is from a katan. If you get chalitza from a child, the chalitza is absula, Amar Shmuel, he says, it's nothing. So you see again that it's a machalikas tanoim. So what are this machalikas Shmuel and B'nai Marava? So by Marie, the Rebbe says, no. The halachaplegi b'loshen ha-mishnah. The machalikas over here is just regarding the wording of the Mishnah. The Shmuel mashma le-haloshen, Shmuel understands the wording chalitza is absula, b'telis, that what it means is that mean that it's going to be b'telis. And therefore, it's mustn't grab meyer. Which, yeah, Remeir holds that chalitza of a 9-year-old is paiselas. Because that's what the wording sounds like when this pasul is paiselas. So Mashma says, Remeir, so yeah, the Mishnah can be like a mayor, but let me just feel like a mayor because it's like a mayor. Whereas the name of Rabbi Mashma was shot, but they said, no, psula could mean that Vain the paiselas is not about it. And they're asking about it, like a bun. But again, we know this machalik said, I'm just questioning what the wording of the Mishnah would indicate. Does that have to be like a mayor? Could even be like a bun. He says, Mashma begins with Gemara Beyeshmin Sada. Oh, now how do we say the halacha by a field? Maybe that's what you say, the halacha of Breira, but regarding our Mishnah, that it's a lindsay, maybe not. So we have to say it here too. Then the Tzitzim and Tzitzim can say, what he told Malakul and Amisham in Ladin Breira, we know Rabbi Yechon holds leniently for the halacha of Ayn Breira. We peg Basud Machais, last peg Machais, I'm not involved in base, but my mice and behemoth. We're in the tithing of the animal, the Kamar. The Gemara tells us, Avila Cholka Yershin, Tishka Negatisha, even if the inherited split, he gets 9, Sarka Negat, Sarka gets 10, he gets 10. In Arm, we don't say Zeo Chelka Hamagiai. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that where there's a big machlekes over there, he says that we don't say that this is his portion. Meaning, rather, it's we say it's like lekeach, which means to say that we see that the halacha of Ein Breira is going to be leniency regarding the halacha of Yerusha, because Bechayr is only if you Yarshin. But if you're lekeach, like over there, because we don't know which is your portion, we say, okay, it's like you bought it, because we don't know definitively through Breira that it was yours all along, you actually potter. So that's a leniency. So what he's saying, you don't know, he says it even legally. So he says, no, the Mekamakam Moshe mean get me na. You still wouldn't know get from there. Why? Because I'm asking, like the Gemara says over there, because Diet Mebaha, where we say over here, B'hakam Rebirchan on Dumyu De Bincha, which is Ma Bincha Borlecha Af Tzaincha Borlecha, means the b'chor of your firstborn, the b'chor of your tzayin, so it has to be borrowed to you. And maybe that's why we don't say. But in general, maybe you would say, and if you wouldn't know getting from there, therefore the Gemara says, we still wouldn't know leniency, and that's why we have to teach the halacha over here, Ayn Breira, even by the halacha of get. Next is Masla, B'ngelis, the Gemara, Yamad B'shleima, if you're going to say, Dam Nina Mekara Shape, that he appointed them from the beginning, it makes sense. But if not, so then what is how could you even become part of the carbon after the Shkint already took place? Which says it's one because the Nadar Mash Gemara in the Dharm, it sounds like the actually where he didn't never made them as counted on the compass, because the celibate of his lab deis, it's coming to teach us that actually this halacha is not biblical, meaning if ain't so shemino, you don't have to be appointed because the common paragam bein mutad and the norm of bum and alam. But yeah, the celibate of his deis, if you say it's biblical, labisra koi mazakwain. So then why did the father tell them? That's because it's not a mitzvah. So you see that a child doesn't have to be counted on it. So what are you saying over here that must have been they were counted on from beforehand? If you say it is biblical, then they do have to be counted on it, the whole family. And that's what the Gemara says. It must have been they were counted on it from before. But you're right. Over there, it's according to those who hold that it's not their eyes. Next test master begins the Gemara. And then he goes and he asks him, I don't understand. He says this, he answers back. So this says really, and to me, on this second part, it's not really a wonder because the Shapa Maisim, he's definitely retorting back in Lamai the Pashalei. The first one who brought up the other type of a case, that's difficult. But for the other one to respond back, he says, no, you obviously hold the same thing, that he could respond from the opposite one. So the second half is not really such a difficult question. Someone buys wine from the Kutim. So you have this whole case that the Braisa brings regarding this halacha that comes up regarding Breyer. Which he says it's a Braisa. It's actually a Braisa, like our Gersa says, the Tanya, because although the Mishnah, the Pegzan, the Demai, it's a Mishnah and Demai, but Loitani Ele Milsad Melechodah, the Mishnah only teaches the teaching of Reb Meir. And here it teaches all these other Tanoim with it also. Now, Avagav, now please address a question. It says, Avagav, do the Meir goes al Yenon, even though Meir says, actually, the wine of Kutim are forbidden to pick up the Chundab of Medalev. Says, Tais, that's not difficult because there's Nishnah's Kaidim Gezerah. Our Braisa, we just told about before the Gezerah was made. Now, Rabbi Yisrael B'Shimon, Tais, that's a different question. He says, Avagav, this is who, although they hold Menachas, the Kutim Gir, our Dray is saying they were not valid Gerim, where the army. But they say, that therefore you could take Truma from non-Jewish ones on the Kutim ones. So if they're not Jewish, you consider them as not Jewish, so how could you drink their wine? So it says, yeah, still since they separate from idolatry, more than all other non-Jews, and they hold strong in the written law, and they also don't worship anymore their idols, like they did in the first place of Magdash. Therefore, when Chazal made a decree on the wine of non-Jews, they did not make exera on their wine, although they did make exera on their bread, like the Mishnah says in Zechda Shvias, but on their wine, they did not make exera. Or, we could say, we were talking about that it was done through a Yisrael, who was verifying that it was kosher, that was not done inappropriately, but it's just they never separated the truth as a maizis. So what do you do? So you take a sarah maizirishin, b'chulu, and then you take 9 parts for maizisheni, which places love dafka sarah, but it's not really precise, a tenth and a ninth, because meaning 10 out of the 100 or 9 out of that, because the gesheshishne looking for chumah gedaylo, because you first take off 1/50, which is 2 looking for chumah gedaylo, pashla mei and the chitarti, you're left with 98. So you're not going to take 10, it's actually 9.8. But Yesh Mefarshim, actually, someone explained, actually, no, the Ena Ma'asim is Ma'it Mishom Shomayi, you're actually not supposed to minimize from the Ma'asim. It's supposed to be exactly 10, and then next one, 9, because keeping the Chita Achaz Pateh has decreased, since biblically, one kernel of wheat actually exempts the whole pile from the Halachas of Truma, so although he takes off, which is rabbinically endorsed amount of 1 out of 50, but since that's not biblically required, so that does not diminish the amount of Ma'asim you have to give, which is still the number 10. The next test master begins with the Brysom. So he says, Shnei Lugin Shani Osla Hafrich, and 2 Lugin that I'm going to end up separating. That's Truma, and then 10 is my Sarishin, and then 9 is my Sarsheni. So he says, Kutim. Now, so you see, they have to separate even Truma. So why? Unlike that, Halach of Demai. Because Kutim, I feel Truma Gedail, my Fershi, they don't separate even Truma Gedail. Which Chase addressed the question. He says, The Afal Gav, although the Perkshash Achlodi, one Brachas Amin Zan Biz Omar. Tells us Hanikitoi, a Surah Master Kuro, they do take appropriate maestros off. Why? Did Bemaitach said by Raisim, is here what's written in the Torah, they're very careful for. So why are you separating Trumas and maestros? This is in the Torah Shabbat Sab, they would separate it. Says Tesla Hanamilia, when we say this, that's only because Isla Lechala Atma, when they're making it to eat for themselves. And Vafil Maestro Rishima Fishin, you're right, even the first type they separate because written in the Torah, Abalimkar, but to sell? Then a mafreshin klal. Then they don't separate at all. And here it's the yid who bought from the kutim. Why? Because the lekapta lif neiver. They're not particular about the isra of causing another person to stumble in sin. Because avagav dein chashud al gez. Although they're not suspect regarding theft, lechashul lo get. I mean, and because they don't translate lif neiver in this metaphorical way, they translate literally only about someone tripping. And avagav dein chashud al gez. Although they're not suspect regarding theft, because that's biblical also. Lechashul gezel. They don't consider it theft because they have a moment chain letevim. This is not money that has specific claimants, because it's not for any specific kohen or levi. It's for the whole community of them. So there's no, you're not stealing from anyone in particular, and meaning no one to claim it. Because Dame Aris, Dame Lo Nechshol Gesel, because really ignorant masses of the Jewish people are also not suspect regarding theft, but Nechshol Ma'aser, they suspect regarding Ma'aser, obviously because they don't consider it as Gesel. But more, but the cause much Lehofrish, when it wasn't separated yet, in the Demel Lehugazel, it's not really, they don't, it doesn't seem to them like theft, because you weren't obligated to give it to them because it wasn't separated. So that's another reason why they don't think it's Gesel. But more, that same Chikut, Mahat, and Dushim, Matia, the Kut rely on what the Gemara says in Matia, that says in the Torah that you separate the Maizah and Machata and you could eat it, which sounds like Velemaicha, but not when you're selling it. So they hold that since they're selling it, they don't have to separate it, and therefore that's why they don't separate.